Information about the landslides in Tauranga. Producer's note, this document shows the logo of Ministry of Disabled People, Whaikaha. On the left is a QR code and underneath the words, scan for the NZSL name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 2nd of February 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Information about the landslides in Tauranga. On Wednesday the 21st of January and Thursday the 22nd of January 2026, heavy rain fell in many parts of the North Island. The rain caused landslides and floods in Northland, Te Taitokero, Coromandel, Tauranga and Gisborne, East Coast, Tairāwhiti. Many roads are closed in these places. A state of emergency was declared in some areas. This meant police and others had extra powers to keep people and their homes safe. On the 22nd of January 2026, there were two landslides in Tauranga that have caused deaths. One landslide happened in Papamoa and two people died. A second landslide happened at the base of Mount Maunganui, also called Moao. This landslide was very big and pushed mud and trees through a camping ground. Tents and caravans were knocked over. Many people got away, but some died. Recovery teams are working fast to find any missing people. Mount Maunganui is not safe as more landslides could happen. This means only people helping with the search or urgent repairs can go to Mount Maunganui. Fences are up to keep other people away. People living and working near the mountain are safe. When Mount Maunganui becomes safe again, information will be provided to the local community. If you need support or want to talk about how you feel, you can visit the Hemaimai Aroha Community Care Centre at 249 Maunganui Road, Mount Maunganui 3116. It is open every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you can't get to the community centre, you can also call or text a trained counsellor for free at 1737, need to talk, by calling 1737, texting 1737. There will be an investigation to find out how this happened and how to stop it from happening again. This is a reminder for everyone to be ready for emergencies. Information in alternate formats on how to prepare is available by visiting this short link aicomps.nz/7408. Information on what to do before, during and after a landslide is available in alternate formats by visiting this short link aicomps.nz/2636. Information on looking after your mental well-being after an emergency event is available in alternate formats by visiting this short link aicomps.nz/3214. Information on travel disruptions is available on the New Zealand Transport Agency website at this short link aicomps.nz/2552. Producer's note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 2nd of February 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09-320-4173, email info@aicomps.co.nz, website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.